Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. You know, what a delight it is to be in God's house and in His presence. And the psalmist says, for in His presence there's fullness of joy. And Nehemiah said, the joy of the Lord is my strength, or is our strength. And I'm thankful today that I know who He is, and I know that He's coming back for His people, and that He is our strength. Somebody say amen. And greet you in Jesus' name this evening. Excited what the Lord is doing at Revival Tabernacle. We've had two baptisms this week already. To God be the glory. And thankful for what God is doing. Church is moving forward. And God is doing wonderful, wonderful things. And I am working daily on to mobilize the church and get it literally beyond these walls. And so I have another site visit tomorrow, and I have important decisions that I'll be making in the next 24 to 48 hours and regarding our faith in regards to getting beyond these walls. And so so far I have plan A, B, and C, and plan A is coming together so nicely. And thank the Lord for that, for the blessings and the promises of the Lord. And so keep praying. And if anything changes for Sunday, I will let you know. It could be a last-minute decision, but as it is, there are some things that we need to do in order to go mobile and to go beyond these walls. And some of that is equipment that we don't have that probably realistically won't be here until Saturday at the best, but at the latest on Monday. And so, but we do have some things in the works, and I thank the Lord for each of you that have been praying, supporting, and helping pastor mobilize and get through some things. There's been a lot of moving targets, a lot of things in preparation. But I think you're going to like what it is that we're working on. It's going to be a wonderful testimony to let our light shine. It'll be done right. It'll be done decent. It'll be done in order. And there'll be plenty of room for everybody. And so I'm thanking God for what He is doing. But if anything changes, I'll let you know. And somebody say tomorrow. Tomorrow there is prayer. At 7 o'clock, with Sister Panero, Facebook Live devotion. She'll be taking, Brother Bonham's spot tomorrow, Facebook Live at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow is also our fasting day, so fast however way you can, whenever you can, with whatever measure of that you're able to fast. But let's pray and fast for faith, to be stirred and strengthened, for peace, for healing, and for salvation. But do your part. And God's going to allow His people to do mighty and great exploits. If you have your Bibles, turn in with me to Isaiah 41 and 10. And then I'm going to read Micah 6 and 8. I did not give them Micah 6 and 8, but I'm just going to preach off the premise, most of it off of 41 and 10. Isaiah 41 and 10. I hope you're reading your Bibles. Should be reading your Bibles. And I hope you're living rapture ready. I'll just leave it like that. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Micah 6 and 8 says, He hath showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy. Notice this. And to walk humbly with thy God. And I want to talk to you this evening on this thought. Just keep walking. Just keep walking. God bless you as you're seated in the presence of the Lord. Our scripture setting finds the people of God in captivity, distress, and against all odds. From a human perspective, or from the optics of humanity. But we are never, somebody say never, we are never the minority when God is on our side. Forgiveness, redemption, and deliverance comes from the Lord. God alone is sovereign. God alone will restore and redeem His people. He's done that throughout the scriptures, and He will continue to do so for those that are heeding to the word of God. I have started here tonight what will probably most likely be, hopefully, a two-part sermon series. It's been some time on Wednesday night Bible studies that I've done a sermon series, and I'm going to talk to us about just keep walking, but I feel that there are five things that we as a church, Revival Tabernacle, and as the Apostolic Pentecostal Church as a whole, what we need during this time that of the church, what the season that we're in as a church. There's five things that I believe that the church needs now. We need focus, prayer, and fasting. We need unity. And we need to stand firm on the doctrine. We need compassion. And we need for us to support the church in stewardship. If you're taking notes, I'm going to talk this evening on the prayer, and I'm going to talk about the fasting and the unity. But if you've ever needed to lose any excess weight, now no looking around, and put those chips down the house and swallow that peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but most health and fitness experts will recommend walking. It's free, and most people are able to do it. But walking has proven to be a legitimate resource to helping with mental health, to increase lung capacity. Walking lowers blood pressure. It's good for the overall health of your heart. It boosts your immune system. And all of these that I've mentioned are positive, and most of us would probably agree that we could all have better mental health and would want a greater lung capacity and would want to lower our blood pressure. And we most definitely want a healthy heart, and especially now with everything going on, we want a stronger immune system. But it's the same thing with our spiritual walk with the Lord. This is, and this will always be, a faith walk. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7 says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." You and I and we have got to keep moving regardless of what is going on. And we have to keep moving forward. We just need to keep walking with Jesus. If it's raining outside, folks that are serious about walking, they grab an umbrella and they walk anyways. Or they find another venue, another way, another location, another method to get their daily steps in. Some will use the treadmill and they'll walk. They'll go to the mall and they'll walk. They'll go to Walmart and they'll walk. They may even go into the garage and start walking, and or climb the stairs at home. But the walking continues. The location may change. The method may change. The way they get their steps in throughout the day may change, but the walking doesn't stop. And can I tell you, it's the same thing with the church of the living God and the relationship we have with the Lord. The optics of what people may think and see in their opinion of the church may change in different methods, but the church is triumphant. The church has always been a victorious church. The people of God have always been a chosen and a people that are precious in the sight of God. He even says that you're the apple of our eye, but it's up to us, saints of God, to keep walking, not to stop, and not to think that because you're walking and you're not running, that you're doing something wrong. But in Scripture says that he that endureth until the end, the same shall be saved. Our scripture text is about God's help for Israel. Notice the verbiage in our scripture text. It says in Isaiah 41 and 10, it says, "Fear thou not, for I am with you. Don't be dismayed, for I am your God, and I'm going to strengthen you. Yes, I'll help you, and yes, I'll uphold you." He's telling us that he's going to help his people. And notice this. If God helped, and we know that he did, the people in the Old Testament, And that ought to serve notice today for us as a reminder that God will help His people today in the year 2020. So just keep walking. 1 Corinthians 11 and 1 says, "Be ye followers of me, even as I am of Christ." Every generation gets caught up in its own problems, in its own tribulations, in its own set of challenges. But God's love and mercy and strength and power embraces all generations. God's work is personal, and His work, and He's been working in the lives of all of His children personally since the beginning of time. When other generations went through things they never experienced before, they never could imagine or get their thoughts together to figure out what they were going to do, God was with them then. When our great-grandkids, 100, or when we, when our great-grandkids 100 years from now will face things that they've never experienced, the Lord will be with them there too. Think about this. He is so awesome and so amazing. God is the only one who sees 100 years from now as clearly as He did 100 years in the past. So this reason enough just to keep walking with the Lord, that He's with you. He told Joshua that, "I'm with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you." Listen, adjustments may need to be made along the way. And adjustments should be made as opportunities and challenges come our way. But we keep walking, we keep serving the Lord, and we keep moving forward with Jesus regardless of what takes place. First point I want to make tonight, if you're taking notes, is the church needs people that will pray and fast. That's what the church needs. Folks that will just keep walking in the realm of prayer and fasting. Not bragging about it. Not posting about it. Not picking up the phone and telling everybody, "Well, I've been at the church every day praying," and that would be okay. But just doing what you do and doing it because you're faithful and because you're not trying to put it on display like the Pharisee, but you're just doing it. You're just walking with the Lord. We keep praying and fasting regardless of what's going on because it's who we are. Philippians 4 and 6 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God." That means we pray about everything and we talk to the Lord about everything. Sometimes we pray together. I especially like to pray together. I think you've realized over the last 5 years, one of my most favorite things about pastoring is Thursday night prayer meeting. We know that prayer works, and prayer is the lifeline. Prayer is the foundation. So we keep walking in prayer. The psalmist tells us in 6 and 9, "The Lord hath heard my supplication." Notice this. The Lord will receive my prayer. But you got to give Him a prayer to receive. We got to walk with Him in prayer. We just got to keep walking with Him in prayer. And I want to pastor here for a moment and tell somebody that what is wrong with prayer? To say, "Well, I guess all we can do is pray." That should be enough. That should be sufficient. That ought to be the first thing we do is pray. Not the last thing, but to pray. The scripture says to pray without ceasing. That means there ought never be a time where prayer ought to cease, but it ought to be something that the fire of the altar is the incense of prayer, that it's a sweet smelling savor unto the Lord. We just got to keep walking in prayer. Saints of God, there's been change again. There's going to be more changes that come in the future, whether we realize it or like it or want to accept it or not. But that doesn't change how we walk with the Lord. It doesn't change the direction that we're headed to heaven. We just got to keep walking, and we got to make sure that we have our feet shod with the gospel of the preparation of peace and the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit and the shield of the faith, that we walk and that we're ready. The people that are been called by the Lord don't entangle themselves with the cares of this world. We pray at home. We pray at church. We pray at work. We pray in the car. You pray sitting, you pray standing, but we pray. Ephesians tells us in Ephesians 6 and 18, says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Another rendition says, never stop praying, especially for others. Always pray by the power of the Spirit. It says stay alert and keep praying for God's people. We need people that will just keep walking in the realm of prayer. It's not where we pray, but rather that we pray. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1 says, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Notice this. For kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and a peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. I'm going to say something here tonight. I want to make sure we are very clear and aligned that if we got time to criticize and complain and say, well, if I was running this or that, it doesn't matter if you were running, are running, or intend to run. We ought to ensure that we are praying for everybody. Let's not forget who the Apostle Paul was before the Lord called him, delivered him, and saved him. The Scripture tells us he wreaked havoc for the Christians and for the church. We better be careful, saints of God, that we do not get outside the confines of the Scripture. But the Scripture says that we pray for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and a peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good in the sight of God our Savior. Notice this. Who will have all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. Saints of God, I want to make something clear. There have been times that I may have said some things about circumstances beyond our control with the government or with society out of frustration. But can I tell you, I'm going to do a better job about less frustration and more praying and more saying, God, save them, Lord. Lord, would you convict them? Would you let them hear an Acts 2:38 message, God? Would you allow them to hear, God, a preacher preach a Bible study, God, whether it's on webcast, whether it's in the park, God, whether it's on YouTube, God, I pray that you send a mighty revival to the state of California, God, that you would shake this state, God, that we would see miracles, signs, and wonders, God, and the people of God will do great exploits from the White House, God, all the way through the homes of the people of God. But in order for that to happen, we got to keep walking with Jesus. We got to pray no matter the outcome, no matter what it may look like or how we feel. We got to pray. Notice this, Psalm 67 and 2. That thy way may be known upon the earth. I like this part. Thy saving health among all nations. If you're taking notes, maybe you want to highlight this verse in your Bible, Psalm 67 and 2. That thy way, the Lord's way, may be known upon the earth, and that the saving health among all nations. Just keep walking. Well, Pastor, what are we going to do? We're going to keep walking towards heaven, and we're going to pray more, we're going to fast more, and we're going to be more united than ever before. Somebody say amen. Notice what Joel 2 and 12 says. Therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart and with fasting. I mentioned it earlier, but Thursday night is focused prayer. Thursday, every Thursday is Revival Tabernacle's fasting day. Let's be united in prayer and fasting. Notice this. If you've ever doubted, hear Pastor tonight. If you've ever doubted, if you've ever wondered if we're living in perilous times, let me help you out. It's here right now. The time has come. We're here. We're here. My intention this evening is not to update you on what's wrong in the world. Or what do you think is going to happen next, Pastor? My intention tonight is to challenge us, to encourage us, to convict us, to just keep walking with the Lord. Be rapture ready. Stay rapture ready. Get saved. Stay saved. Come on, somebody. Gain faith. Notice this. Gain faith because Scripture is coming to pass. That ought to stir your faith and say, wow, this book is really real. It's more real today than it ever has been. Know that you've been walking on the right road. Thank God you're in the church. Thank the Lord you're baptized in Jesus' name and you're filled with this Holy Ghost, and the Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, as Acts 2:38 dictates and encourages, and it edifies us too. If you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name and you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, friend, I don't know any other way to tell you, but that is the plan of salvation. That's how you get saved and stay saved, is to make sure that your sins are washed away, that you're filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. And then you keep walking with the Lord with a life of holiness acceptable unto God. But notice this. Scripture tells us the Lord is with us. It says, don't fear, I'm with you. Don't be dismayed. I'm going to help you. I'm your God. I'm going to strengthen you. I'm going to uphold you with my righteous right hand of righteousness. This, what's taking place in the world, in our world, literally, in our community, in our homes, this ought to be confirmation to all of us that we're living in the last days, and more than ever that we do not stop walking with the Lord. We keep moving with Him. The Old Testament, the cloud moved, they moved. When the Spirit moves, we move in the Spirit. We walk in the Spirit. Notice what Matthew 24 and 13 says. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. If you're walking and you're moving forward, that's better than turning back. Listen, the pastor. I was talking to Bishop Keys about this this week. If you're taking notes in your Bible, you need to turn to this Bible verse, Luke chapter 21. Verses 25 and 26. I'm telling you, we are here. Listen. Luke chapter 21, 25 and 26. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations, with perplexity. Are we here? Yes, we are. There's reason enough to just keep walking with the Lord. Notice verse 26. Men's hearts failing them for fear. Are we here? We are here. And looking for after those things which are coming on the earth. We're wondering, what's next? When does it end? When is it going to get back to normal? When is this and when is that? Now we have I'm not going to get into it. We got all kinds of stuff that's taking place. Can I tell you, saints of God, just keep walking with the Lord. Don't get sidetracked. Don't get distracted. All the noise, all the chaos, all the disillusion, the discouragement, the confusion, the frustration, the pandemic, the fear, the finances, the stress, the pressures of life, the disunity that arise. Saints of God, just keep walking with the Lord. Just keep praying. Just keep fasting. Just keep faithful. Say, Pastor, what's gonna happen? I don't know what's gonna happen. What I do know is what Isaiah 41 and 10 tells us. He tells us, fear not. I'm going to be with you. Don't be dismayed. I'm your God. This world is not our God. Idols are not our God. Your job is not your God. I'm gonna strengthen you. I'm gonna help you. Then he tells us, when you see these things, notice, when you see these things, Pastor, you got a sick sense of humor. No, I just read the Bible and I get it. I understand what it says. And Jesus tells us himself, and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your head. For your redemption draweth nigh. The end time is not something to be afraid of unless you're not living for the Lord. But if you're living for the Lord, it's an exciting time. It's perilous. Not going to be easy, but it's an exciting time. That biblical prophecy is coming to pass. Don't stop. Don't turn around. Second point tonight I want to make is what the church needs is unity. The church needs unity. The world is encouraging disunity, defunding, deregulation. The world is promoting disunity. And I understand there is a lot of things that need to change, that have to change. And it starts with people. People have to change. And it starts in the heart of people. And it's because of sin. But unless people change, things won't change. Change begins with us and change starts now. But what the church needs, you are the church. We are the church. The Apostolic Pentecostal Church, Revival Tabernacle, the Church of the Living God, the people of God, the church needs unity. Sin breeds disunity. It separates us from the Lord. Sin is the result of flesh. Sin is a result of man. Sin is a result of the devil. We are not called into sin. We are called out of sin. Scripture says he has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. But the scripture tells us in Romans 6 and 12, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Sin is dark. Sin is wicked. Sin is scary. Sin is costly. Sin has always paid. And it will always pay the same amount it's paid forever. The scripture tells us in Romans 6 and 23, for the wages of sin is death. Notice that. Romans 6 and 23. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That is reason enough for you, saints of God, to just keep walking with the Lord. Unity is a place of blessing. Unity is a place of favor. Notice the psalmist tells us in Psalm 133 and 1, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down. Notice verse 2. Upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down the skirts of his garment as the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. Notice this. For there, Psalm 133 and 3 says, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life. forevermore. Does anybody want to be blessed by the Lord? Does anybody want to be stay blessed by the Lord? Do you want the Lord to command a bless? When the Lord commands something, it, my goodness, you ought to take advantage of that. When the Lord commands a blessing evermore, you got to go back and say, how does that apply? How do I get that? Well, you get that because of unity. Unity is togetherness. Unity is harmony. A divided home is not a place of blessing and pleasant to the Lord. A divided relationship. Scripture says, don't be unequally yoked. You're not gonna, it's not gonna work. Well, he's cute. Well, he could be cute. And you could pray for him. But don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Come on, Satan. Now's not the time to start walking the other way with somebody else. Now's the time to make sure you're walking with the Lord and just to keep walking. Tell him, you look good, but put the mask on because you're distracting me and let me keep walking with Jesus. A divided marriage is not conducive to attracting the perpetual blessings of God. Listen to Pastor. I'm a little frustrated with the way things are right now with this phase that we're in the last 2 weeks or so. But we gotta look at the opportunities it presents. Think about the potential that you get to spend more quality time with your family to make sure they get saved and stay saved. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we're gonna serve the Lord. Just keep walking. Just keep walking with Jesus. Ephesians 4 and 3 says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. What our families need, what our friendships and our relationships and our marriages need, what our children need is unity. What the world needs to see is the church united. The people of God united. Not disunity. Not discord. Not public disagreements or condescending comments on social media. Don't do that. The world needs to they need to see unity. The world see holiness. They're not looking to see, well, who's in position or who's not. It's about unity. We need unity. Unity keeps walking together. Listen to Pastor. Even when there's a difference of opinion or perspective, even if it's factual or not, because we're united with Jesus. Unity keeps praying and sticks together even when times are tough. And the decisions that are made are different than what you would have made or recommend, or different than what a neighboring church or a church that you're connected to elsewhere or another employer will do, or what another city or community or county is doing. Unity in the body of Revival Tabernacle, and unity within the homes, and unity within the ministries, and unity within the Apostolic Pentecostal movement is what the world needs to see, is that we are united. Saints of God, if you see another brother or sister, Apostolic Pentecostal, Holy Ghost filled from another church, another affiliation, you ought not to walk by them and not say, God bless you, praise the Lord, I'm praying for, well, I don't know if I recognize, they had their mask on. Well, say hi anyways. Even if you don't know who they are, you may gain a brother or a sister. We need unity in these last days. After all, we're going to go to the same heaven. Amos 3 and 3 says, can two walk together except they be agreed? What our church needs is unity. What the world needs to see is the church united. Unity with one another. But we need unity with the Lord. I've said it before, and it's a cliche, and it's cool and it's trendy, but there's a lot of truth to it. The Lord's not on quarantine. And social distancing does not mean you become spiritually distant from the Lord or spiritually disconnected from your church. It just means you just keep walking a little further from each other, right? But you keep walking in the same direction. When there is unity, the focus of hell cannot withstand the church. When there's unity, the hell is defeated. When there's unity, there's nothing that we cannot do. When there's unity, there's strength and blessings. As you musicians prepare to get in place, the scripture says in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 through 12, this is a scripture you'd probably want to read. It says, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him that is alone. So when they fall, he hath not another to help him up. Scripture says again, if two lie together, then they have heat, but how can one be warm alone? Goes on to tell us, if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. So we stand tonight. There you are at home, wherever you may be, as you stand with me tonight. Pastor, what are you saying? What is it, Pastor? I want to provoke you unto love and good works just to keep walking with the Lord. Pastor, I'm a Christian. I've been in the church a long time. Give me something new. You don't need anything new. We've all heard enough preaching, especially if you've been around Revival Tabernacle under Bishop's ministry or my ministry. You've heard some of the greatest preaching in all the world. But you just got to keep walking. What good is knowledge if you're not using it for wisdom, making good choices? Just keep walking. It was the two men on the road to Emmaus. They just kept walking, talking. And Jesus showed up and walked with them and told them, hey, it's going to be okay. I'm with you. Genesis chapter 6, verse 8, verse 9 says, and Noah walked with the Lord. Noah walked with the Lord and he saved his family. A lot of people's lives were perished. They didn't listen, but they saw what Noah did day in and day out. And Noah saved his family because he was obedient and he kept walking with God. Just keep walking. Matthew 18 and 19 says, again, I say unto you that if any two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that you shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. But notice what the scripture says in verse 20. For where two or three are gathered together in mine, there am I in the midst of them. Because it's unity. God honors unity. God blesses unity. God commands a blessing because of unity. And though that we're not all together in one place, there are two or three gathered together in most places right now. And I want you to lift your hands and begin to lift your voices right where you are and just begin to talk to the Lord. Come on, this is a unified effort of prayer. We're Revival Tabernacle and we've multiplied over the World Wide Web across the Central Coast and even in other countries and other states right now. But we're united in a prayer and in the Spirit right now. Come on, would you begin to pray? Would you begin to pray, God, I'm going to keep walking with you, Lord. I'm going to keep walking with Pastor and my brothers and sisters of Revival Tabernacle. And I'm going to pray more and I'm going to fast more and I'm going to be more united. I'm going to find a way to be more united and to be more connected and not be disconnected, God, because of a pandemic or a circumstance, God. And Lord, if we have to continue on in this manner, Lord, for another week, another year, God. I'm not going to be disconnected, God. But, oh, God, I pray, Lord, that I'm more connected to you than ever before. Come on. That's it. Begin to lift your, begin to talk to the Lord, God. Would you bless my brothers and sisters, God? Would you bless the ministry team, the leadership, God? Would you bless the children, God? Would you anoint, God, the saints of the Most High, God, the new converts, God, the families, God, that we haven't seen, God, because we had split services, God. Some came at 9 and others at 11, God. I pray that we're still united more now than ever before, God. The church is strong. The church is thriving. We're connected, God, in a different way, God, but we're gathering. We're not forsaking the assembly together, God. We're still gathering, God. It's not as big and it's different, God, but we're still gathering, God, and I pray and I lift my voice and I lift my hands, God.
So hear the heavens
and I pray,
ring,
oh God.
This is our song.
Oh, I pray that the worshipers would arise.
To our King.
Come on, would you pray and sing
let
it?
Let the worshipers arise.
Somebody lift your hands and say,
let the sons and the daughters sing.
Hallelujah. Sing with me, sing with me.
I'm surrendering my own.
The presence of the Lord right here.
I surrender.
You're feeling him at home. Come on, because we're united. We're united. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let the worshipers
arise.
Let the sons and the daughters sing.
Come on, RT, that's it. Right where you are at your home. Just begin to talk
I'm
to the Lord.
Surrendering my own.
Oh, hallelujah. I surrender
to
the Let's sing the chorus
King.
Again. Come on, a little bit louder. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Let the worshipers arise.
Somebody sing with me. Lift your hands. Hallelujah.
Let the sons and the daughters sing.
Come on. It's a new season. New opportunity.
I'm surrendering my own.
You're on the right path. Stay on the path. Walk with Jesus.
I surrender to
Come on.
The King.
We're not going anywhere but up. We're not moving anywhere but forward in Jesus' name.
Let the worshipers arise.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Let the sons and the daughters
see.
That's it, RT. Hallelujah. We love you. Walk forward in
I
Jesus'
surrender.
Name.